So, all right, it's time for a little sport beyond the scoreboard with Ben Karpinski. It's powered by Superbets. What have we got this morning, Ben?
Well, Gareth, I can tell you this much. We have a fantastic weekend of rugby because it's finals weekend.
Let's go.
Finals weekend. So, good. Big cups, as you know. France play the top 14. England play their Gallagher Premiership, whatever. South Africa, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, and Italy play the URC. Mm-hmm. Those are all the domestics. Then you get the Investec Champions Cup, which is the Champions League of that, basically. So we've got Saturday, Leinster versus Toulouse. Now, these are the two biggest teams in Europe, rugby-wise. This is kind of like if Real Madrid was to play Bayern Munich or insert big team here. Now, Leinster are basically the Irish team. There's 19 Oaks in the Leinster squad that get paid money who are already playing for Ireland.
Okay.
19, okay. So that's a lot of players, a lot of international players. We've got Jacques Nienaber as the defensive coach, who, of course, was the Bock coach.
Right.
So these Oaks are structured. They're really good. They've got their shit together. They have beaten everyone quite handsomely in the Investec Champions Cup to this point. Now, they've been in the final the last 2 years, but they've lost to La Rochelle. So, third time lucky, you would think. On the other side of the coin, you got Toulon, Toulouse. I never know what the thing is. I know there's like this long French explanation, but basically let's call them Toulouse here. So, they are another superpower of the Europe. Anton DuPont, he is their talisman. He's their main player. An irresistibly attacking team. So, we've got the best possible final. We've got the structure and like the ability to win all kinds of games with Leinster.
Okay.
And then you've got your old school French flair, charisma, charm, all those wonderful adjectives. So, that's all happening this Saturday. So, it'll be 3:45 South African time. And the great thing about this game, on top of that, is being played at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Now, if you are a Spurs fan, you win nothing. So, at least there's going to be a title happening at your stadium this weekend.
Why did you do that? Why did you build us up just to tear us down?
No, well, Spurs deserve it. They couldn't beat Man City a couple of weeks ago or get a draw, so you know what? Screw them. So that's where this game is taking place. But as an added bonus, tonight, at the same stadium that doesn't ordinarily see titles, we've got Sharks versus Gloucester in the EPCR Challenge Cup final.
Sure.
What a doubleheader, huh?
Wow.
So that'll be 9 o'clock tonight. Now, the Sharks, they've played in 4 Super Rugby finals, and they've Spursed it. 0 titles, right? Mm. Now, 5th time lucky here. We've got I know it's like a secondary trophy, but you try tell Atalanta and Bayer Leverkusen that, because they just played for the Europa League Championship, and that was a really big deal. So that's this tonight. Like, you got to think the Sharks on paper should be the better team. Unfortunately, there's no Lacanio injured. He's out of this one. So Gloucester, they've also been pretty toilet domestically. They've put everything in to try and win this thing. But yeah, on paper, I don't know half of that team. I'm not exactly looking at that team and going, the Sharks are going to have to do everything to beat this team. So the Sharks, after their semi-final win, I'm going to back them. I'm feeling quite, I don't know, boyish, upbeat about them. Bullish.
Whatever. Bullish is the word.
Bullish.
Oh. Boyish as well. I mean, it's past that for you, Ben.
You know what? I went too hard on Toulouse with adjectives. Now I ran out of everything for the Sharks there.
You mined rock bottom and you kept on digging.
Went too hard. All right, so football, also championship weekend. And I tell you what, Spurs are still not in this one.
Oh, wow.
You saved that for the sting in the tail.
FA Cup final, Saturday at 4 o'clock, Man City versus Man United. For many, this is like the dream FA Cup.
That's great.
At Wembley, again, huge game. Mm-hmm. Man City are overwhelming favorites here. Huge favorites. All if you go to Superbets right now, I think you'll get about an odds of 7.2. So that means 100 Rand down, you'll get 820, 800 bucks back. So if you are a Man United fan and you've already lost so much emotionally this year, have a little dabble on that. You've got great odds that the guys are going to do the impossible.
Right.
And I do say it's the impossible because Man City's Man City. They really are an incredible team. All the lawsuits aside, the financial fair play aside, they field a damn good team. And it's going to be better than the Man United team 99 times out of 100.
Sure.
But let's aim for that 100th time, right? Mm. Let's all pull together. Not that Man United is ever like a neutral team to support for anybody, because people either support them or they hate them. But Saturday at 4 o'clock, FA Cup final, that's pretty exciting.
Depends how the person in the car with the Man United sticker on it drives in the traffic in front of me. Yeah, that's so how I decide.
Man United fans, if you want good juju this weekend, just be nice. It's probably a departure from your characteristics, yeah. But be nice. And then this weekend in the PSL is the final round of fixtures. So this is it. We know Sundowns won. Sundowns basically won this about 12 months ago.
It's like with those people who used to get like 85% for their tests in the year and didn't have to write the exams.
That happened?
Yeah.
Clearly you did never not. Know, you never got 80%.
So nobody was actually
just roll up for the exam every time.
Nobody was clever at my school. We just we went everything.
But your school was out in the wilderness, wasn't it? I mean, you had to cook your own lunch.
No.
An open fire.
School was the most civilized part of my upbringing. No, my school was about sports, chicks, and underage drinking.
Okay.
There was no one not writing that final exam. Everybody was sweating on it.
Nothing wrong with the 90s.
Anyway, back to the PSL. So we've got the final round of fixtures. Chiefs are the champions. Sorry.
No,
Sundowns.
Chiefs are the champions.
You're going to take it away from us. Holy hell.
Four of the pieces here. All right, so it's important that you finish second in the PSL. Because if you finish second, you get to play in the CAF Champions League. If you finish third, you play in the CAF Confederations Cup. Have you heard of the CAF Confederations Cup?
Yes. Isn't it once called CONCACAF or something?
See, you're already way off the money here.
I'm all
right. Well, the thing is, like, the Champions League is like us where the big money is, right? So the best teams in Africa play in that one. Mm-hmm. If you make it to the Confederations Cup, it's other oaks. So look, I mean, it's still a big thing to do because you're still playing continental football. I think that's how they would phrase it. Okay. So between those two teams, we've got Stellenbosch, who are currently 1 point ahead of Pirates. So those are the two teams that are vying for that last Champions League spot. And this weekend, okay, so all the games are going to be Saturday at 3:00. So there's no match fixing or skullduggery.
Right.
So Pirates are going to be taking on SuperSport United, and then Richards Bay will be away to Stellenbosch. Sorry, Richards Bay will be hosting Stellenbosch. So those are two really big games to look out for there. So much at stake here.
Do Richards Bay even have fields?
Of course they do, yeah. Oh, okay. They have fields, teams, drunk miners. I mean, they've got everything.
Right.
They've got a golf course.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got rich people as well. Richards Bay's...
Really? Where?
Well, I mean, obviously behind huge walls, but I mean, there's a section there where people are quite wealthy. So that's Richards Bay versus Stellenbosch, Pirates versus SuperSport United. Those are the big ones. Another thing to look out for dynamic-wise will be the top eight. So Chiefs, who are now basically like a Man United of SA football. Mm-hmm. They maybe were once good. They're never going to be good again.
Shame.
No one knows why. Oh. And all their fans will fight me on that. But they are holding on to eighth place right now. Eighth place. But you need to finish top eight to get into MTN8.
Wow. That's really piss poor.
It is piss poor. It really is. Now, I don't know if they just got, you know, rested on their laurels or whatever it is, but they're not great. Anyway, they have a bit of a stroke of luck because they'll be taking you on Cape Town Spurs. Now, Cape Town Spurs, relegated, gone, fallen away, terrible team. So Chiefs just need to win this, okay? Destiny's in their own hands. Just to win that because even though there's other teams on the same points as them, like Polokwane City, AmaZulu, the goal difference isn't quite as good. So Chiefs just need to win this weekend. Chiefs fans, it's a simple equation. If they don't, though, then it gets a bit murky. Anyway, back the Chiefs. They're definitely going to win that one. So there's lots to look out for in the PSL. Into the cricket, we're into the finals of the IPL.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's normally like a 7-month tournament that people lose track of, and then everyone comes together for the final. So Sunrisers Hyderabad, they finished second. But they lost to the KKR in the first playoff game, so they have to play today versus the Rajasthan Royals. The Rajasthan Royals beat the Royal Challengers Bangalore.
I really admire the way you keep bringing up the IPL.
It's finals weekend.
I admire that, Ben, because actually I don't think anyone cares anymore.
Sunday's final will be KKR, top team this whole season. They'll be playing against the winners of Sunrisers Hyderabad and the Rajasthan Royals.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's enough, right?
I think that's
cricket
good.
Fans, you
that's
got
plenty.
It. You got it.
Sanele is complaining, says, please just say something about Formula One.
That's the very last thing. So people, as you can be my witness,
yes,
it is the last thing.
All right, good.
He's leaving the best for last.
We've got the most overhyped, boring race of the season ahead, the Monaco Grand Prix.
Really?
You can't let me say like he's leaving the best for last and then you start off with that.
Guys, isn't Monaco the best one because
if you own a yacht and you've got like, I don't know, young girls around you, sure.
But aspirational, Ben. We're all aspiring to be those guys on the yachts.
Then that's great. That's not Formula One. That's pimpdom.
Okay, well, so you could do that now, right?
So Formula One, You can do it anywhere. But like Formula One the last few weeks has actually been very good because Lando Norris, mm-hmm. actual Ned, not a Star Wars character, he won in Miami. Fair and square, he won.
Okay.
Then last week in the Italian somewhere, I forget what it's called, but it's in Italy. It's like a long name. It's not the Italian Grand Prix, it's something else. That was also a great race last week because Lando Norris pushed Verstappen all the way. He finished second, but he pushed him all the way.
Okay.
So Lando Norris is like really great. There's mm-hmm. a lot of good drivers right now. They're really great. So much so that no one even talks about Lewis Hamilton anymore. He has to go to Ferrari for people to talk to him again. But at Monaco Grand Prix is crap. Whoever's on pole can basically win the race because you're going through the streets of Monaco. It's tiny.
Right.
It's not a great technical track. It's shit to watch. And if it wasn't for like helicopter aerial views, nobody would watch that race. It's not a great race. And motoring purists can say what they want. It's not a great race. But that is this weekend. If you like Formula One, Monaco Grand Prix. It's a cool thing to say, you know, on Sunday I'm watching the Monaco Grand Prix.
Yeah, it is. We were thinking about what we're going to do this weekend. So you may have given some people,
a
plan.
What I would say is that tonight and tomorrow, rugby, huge. Okay. Go for it. I'm putting $100 down on Investec Champions Cup, Leinster to win that one because they can't lose three finals in a row. And the Sharks have to win. And for my last check on Superbets, my $100 will get me $280 back just by backing those two teams for a win. So I think that's a pretty good bet. And of course,
better than the stock exchange will give you.
Pretty much at this moment. Of course, this is not financial advice. This is
betting advice. Ben, no one's coming to you for financial advice. Calm down.
And that's pretty much it for this weekend. We've got a lot of sport coming up in June. Okay. So for the final weekend of May, I would say that is a pretty decent spread for us.
I like it. Okay. I like it a lot. Okay, so Ben has helped you here. Superbets, of course, supports responsible gambling, not like Simpiwe does, where she throws it on red in the casino. Strictly no under 18s, winners know when to stop. South Africa's Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline is 0800 006 008.